You're listening to Vectis Radio, and we have James Westmore in the studio, and it is your second adult learning session, is that all right?
Yeah.
What have you learnt so far today?
Well, I learnt to do a recording from home, also to send it over via Gmail, also to upload it onto MP4.
MP4.
I got my number wrong. I'm looking at my notes now. I ordered it wrong. I do apologise. The third thing, we'll convert it from MP4 onto an MP3, and after that we'll to upload it onto Audio Boom. And the current last thing at the moment is how to type a voiceover onto a WordPad.
This is what we're doing. Yeah. You know, this is, so let's just go back to it, because it's quite complicated, isn't it? Or was it complicated, going from MP3 to MP4 to MP3?
Yeah.
But you did that. Because when I said to you earlier on, hey, look, what have you learnt so far this morning? You just said, well, I've learnt how to get something off my phone onto the computer. And I said, but it's more than that, because when you look at it, and this is, these are the problems that everybody has on an everyday basis, because not every system is integrated. Just so, for instance, we've got this lovely system here where if you put a file somewhere out there, you can access it in here. But the problem is when you've got a phone that isn't part of our integration, if you like, you need to get it into our system. So you've done that, but on your phone, it's set at recording as an MP4. So once you've got it, you need to transfer it into an MP3. It's much more than what you're actually saying. There's a lot more to it than that. It's a little bit more complicated. But next week, you're going to be able to do this without me, you know, telling you what to do. Because you've made notes, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're going back to the voiceovers as well. Mm. You're going to be doing, I mean, this is all building up to you. And there's a reason why we're talking about wrestling a lot, because you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
But we've got to build up to it. So we're getting you to do the voiceovers. But more importantly, we're getting you to write the voiceovers. Because why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? Because they're your words then.
Yeah.
And it'll be easier for you to do, won't it?
Yeah, if I type it down, it'd be easier for me to remember it all.
Yeah. And I've got to say this, James, that out of all the years that we've been doing stuff for young people, our 4Ps course, which has been going since we piloted it in 2013, I think it was. But we were doing it with young kids. I don't know, do you remember a guy called Judd Phillips?
No.
He was a young man that used to go to St. George's School. He'd be about 26 now, so he's quite a bit older than you. He was the very first student that came in and did the course, or did a dummy run, if you like, but that was quite some time ago. And there you are. From there to there, you are the best typist we've ever had. Because honestly, you're like lightning. It was really, really quick. There I was watching you type, and I'm thinking, crikey, you're really, really quick at that. So, old lightning keyboard fingers over there. You've done the voiceovers that we're going to be doing, and you're going to record them next week. That's the long and short of it. So good for you. Now, that's what we're learning today, and obviously we'll talk about what we're going to do next Tuesday, because you're back in next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there that are listening and thinking, never mind all that, you left us with a question about wrestling, coming back to wrestling. Now, I remember watching wrestling in the very early 1990s. I used to love the English wrestling, and then started following the WWF, as it was known then.
World Wrestling Federation.
And then it changed to WWE.
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Thank you. And I said to you, you mentioned that this weekend there's the little matter of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And one of the fights, bouts, call them what you will, featured the Edge.
Edge, yeah.
Okay, and I said to you, when he first turned up at the WWF, he had a tag team partner, because he was a tag team wrestler. They used to, you know, do single bouts as well. But who was he? And you didn't know, did you?
No.
Were you surprised that I did?
No, I looked at it. I remembered it instantly. Like, oh, why did I not remember that?
So go on, tell us. put us out of our misery.
Christian.
It was Christian.
How did I forget that?
So if you're a wrestling fan and you remember The Edge, you probably remember Christian too. Look, we're going to do an interesting fact. On your podcast, we're going to do an interesting fact every single week. Okay, is that what's coming?
Yeah, and I do apologise to every wrestling fan for me forgetting Edge and Christian. I do apologise. They might be ashamed of me now.
What was his real name? Do you know?
Edge?
Yeah.
Adam something Copeland?
Right.
I don't remember his middle name.
It is Adam Copeland. You're absolutely right.
I couldn't remember his middle name, though.
And what about Christian?
I don't know that one.
Do you reckon Christian was his first name?
Maybe.
Because do you know that there's another famous The Edge as well, but not a wrestler?
Oh, go on.
No idea?
Nope.
Just give in?
Yeah.
So I'll give in then.
I give in. Lay it off me already.
Have you heard of the band U2?
No.
No, you haven't heard of U2?
No.
James, I'm going to play some U2 in a minute just for you, okay?
God, I'm going to be cultured.
Christian, his name is Jason Resso.
Jason Resso.
Yeah. So there you go. You learned something.
Right.
All right.